Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows. Hello everybody and welcome back to the podcast. Today we're continuing Supergirl with Season 6, Episode 9, titled Dreamweaver. Sounds like we're getting some good Nianal content today, especially as we start off the episode with Nia in the dream world. And she sees her mom off in the distance a little bit with an owl, tries to go to her mom because that's who she wants to see. She's in there to try and connect with her mom to get some explanations about her powers. And then crows start to surround her and prevent her from getting to her mom. And Nixley appears in the background, coming around some trees to say, oh, who's that? And then we cut to Earth with game night. You have Alex and Kelly together on a team, and Nia, Kara, and John are all there. And so Alex and Kelly are killing it. And, you know, Nia and John and Kara sound like they're switching off a bit. John's like, well, you can team up with Lena when she gets here. And Kara's like, nah, Lena's away. She's still trying to do stuff with her mom. Not with her mom, but, you know, find out about her mom. And it cuts to Nia multiple times. You just see her face, and you can tell she's thinking about stuff with her mom and the dreams that she's been having. And Kelly starts talking about how she's doing social work now, and there's this 10-year-old boy with powers, and his only family is his brother, who is in prison. Then we cut to Catco. So Andrea is still pushing her super friend stuff. She has a whiteboard behind her detailing super friend stuff, and she wants Carl, William, and Nia to all go out and get an interview with one of them. While Andrea just keeps talking, Nia falls asleep, standing up. We love it. Classic Nia, finally getting into that stuff again. And so Kara wakes her up, and Andrea pretty much tells her to go home, gives her mental health day. And now just William and Kara are on the job. So Kara gets a call from John and goes to meet him at a scene. There's a shipping container that's been just busted open, and they have deduced that a metal mite tore open the semi-truck container, and an obscurin was also at the scene because there's some leftover residue that has turned something invisible. And with the stuff that was in there, they have figured out that the aliens that were there stole stuff to build a bomb. And then we cut to Kelly. She has gone to the group home to meet Joey. And the lady who is in charge of this group home says that Joey's been acting up ever since he last saw his brother. And he's just been using his powers too much. You know, it can be harmful for the other people there. And then a little girl runs into Kelly, and the lady's like, hey, you know, no running. And she was like, well, the other girl stole my bread. And as you know, the rules of this home are respect people's property. And so this little girl, she knows her rights. Super sassy. I love it. And she totally smiles at Kelly. So looks like we'll get something further for her. But Kelly notices that the kids are wearing power dampening cuffs. So that's fun. Kelly goes up and talks to Joey. Joey's just not talking. So Kelly tries to relate to Joey by talking about James. And so that gets Joey to open up a little bit. And Joey just says that his brother isn't okay. And he's been using his powers a lot for his job that he has in prison. And So Kelly comes back to the tower with this info, like, hey, there's something up here, we need to figure this out. And Kara's like, yeah. So they figure out that Joey's brother Orlando is in the Second Chances program that Kara helped set up at this prison. And so Alex, Kelly, and Kara are trying to figure out how Orlando could be overusing his powers if the job that he is supposed to have is to be, like, making clothes. So, like, why would he be using his powers in the first place, especially overusing them? So Kara goes with Kelly to go talk to the warden. And we cut back to Nia. Nia is trying to reach her mom in the dream realm. And she just keeps having the same dream, reoccurring, just trying her mom off in the distance with this owl. But Nixley helps her out this time. She stops the crows, and they start talking. So Nixley is stuck in the dream realm and has some of her magic. And so Nixley's, like, wants to use Nia's power to help her get out of the dream realm. So if Nia can get Nixley out of the dream realm, Nixley will bring back Nia's mom for one day, because that's what Nia wants. But the owl comes through and attacks Nixley, and then Nia causes Nia to wake up. So this owl here is very interesting, and I had my thoughts of what the owl was before, and I'll explain later. But back to the prison, the warden really is talking up the Second Chances program, how grateful he is for and how well it's doing. And so Kara asks, like, well, this alien that we know that is here, his brother says he's overusing his powers. How can that happen? And the warden denies that any alien is using their powers. Nobody uses it whatsoever. And so they try to see Orlando so they could talk to him by himself. But unfortunately, you have to put in visiting hours 2 weeks in advance. So Kara helps Kelly to see Orlando by going to the visitation, like, front office area. And so, like, Kelly will send her here to see Orlando. And lady's like, okay, let me check. And Kara, like, heat visions the mug, which is so questionable, like, that the officer working the desk doesn't even see, like, the heat vision happen. Like, does it really happen that fast? Like, you wouldn't notice, like, that, like, flash of light. I don't know. Just little things. I'm pulling a thread here, but yeah. And so the officer gets distracted by that, goes to, like, get stuff to clean it up. Kara swishes in to check the computer, and it turns out that Orlando isn't there. He's already left for his job. And so Kelly and Kara go out to go find this fan, and Orlando is not looking too good. Yeah, not looking hot. They really can see for themselves what Joey was saying. And so Kara goes to follow the bus and watch where it goes. So the aliens arrive at this sort of, like, company warehouse sort of deal, and they go through, and then they get into a different van and drive to somewhere else. Kara, again, follows them. But John also arrives, and he says, well, the Obscurian stuff traces back to this building where Kara is at and where the aliens are. So it is revealed that the aliens are forced to use their powers to steal stuff to make this bomb. But Kara and John try to stop them. Doesn't work. The aliens and the officer escape. And so the warden covers it up by saying that the aliens kidnapped this officer. And so Kara and John need to find the aliens before they steal more to make this, dirty nuclear bomb or something? Any bomb, not good. So Kara goes back to the prison, and Alex goes to talk to Kelly. So Kelly is telling Alex about her phantom dream and how everybody was overtaken by the phantom, and she just felt like she can't do anything, and that's how she still feels, that she can't do anything, she can't help in any way. And Alex reassures Kelly and tells her that she's doing everything right. Back to the prison, Carr is talking with the warden. Warden still covering up and does not want Carr to write an article. It's like, you can write one when it's all over and cleared up, but we are going to figure this out. I'll do an investigation myself, which internal investigations are always sketchy. So, you know, he's really hiding stuff. We go back to Nia. She's back in the dream room again, the same dream. And Nixley is still there. But Nia does not accept Nixley's deal. And the owl comes over, sits on a tree, and says, "The wise understand by themselves, Nia. Fools follow the words of others." So this owl is trying to sort of help Nia, guide Nia into not falling into Nixley's sort of trap. But Nixley, of course, thinks the owl is wrong. But Nia's like, "No, my mom always said that owls were wise." So she's kind of trusting of this owl. So Nia's becoming hesitant of taking Nixley's deal. She's starting to really want to do it, but she knows that she shouldn't. And then the owl attacks Nixley. So that's another sign this owl is trying to help, trying to get Nia to not work with Nixley. And we go back to Catco. Andrea is questioning why Carr and William haven't gotten an interview. Supergirl and Martian Manhunter were in the same place, same time, and no interview. And they're talking, and Carr is just so frustrated. It's like, why do you even care about the ratings? And Andrea gets furious with this. She's not happy about that. And then we go back to Kelly. She goes back to the group home to check on Joey, but she catches the lady in charge of the group home using the dampener cuff to suppress Joey's powers. And Joey runs off, and Kelly's like, "I am going to report you for harming a child." Like, Joey was obviously in pain, and this is not okay to do. So that's Kelly's thing now. She's going to go get this lady out of here and take care of business. So back at Catco, Kara starts investigating the warden of the prison, and William, due to somebody he knows through the CIA, gives her papers that reveal that the warden has an offshore bank account and that he's getting money somewhere else besides just his salary. So William is helping Kara and trying to figure out how the warden is getting money, and they figure out that the financial company that he has this account through is a front for a gang, pretty much. And we cut to the warden. He's on a phone call with this said gang that they just figured out, and he's trying to get the aliens back, but the officer that is with the aliens says no, that he is gonna kill them, pretty much. And it's, I'm assuming, it kind of seems obvious that he is the link between the gang and the prison and what's happening here. Kelly arrives back in the group home, but when you first see it, it's not Kelly. It's somebody riding a motorcycle in a helmet, and they hack into the internet at the group home and download the security cam, and then they unmask the helmet. They bring up the visor, and it's revealed to be Kelly. Back at the tower, Alex tracks the gang and finds the aliens at this warehouse, wherever, and cut to said building, and the officer's like, "I'm gonna let you guys go." I didn't think he was gonna let them go, but he was, looks like he was just gonna uncuff them. And John shows up, and Kara shows up, and they fight off the officers and the gang, and they go to uncuff the aliens so they can take them back to the prison, obviously. But they escape. and the Obscurian hides them all and they run away, but they appear again and they Kara and John catch them, so they stop them again. And so they all start fighting and they're trying to like destroy the building to stop them and try to get out again. But Orlando explains to Kara that the system is against them. And so they just need to get out of the system. But Kara's like, well, yeah, it is. The system is messed up. I totally understand that. And I get that that's the issue. But if you try and escape the system will come and find you still. Like, you're not, by leaving this system, you're not going to be free. Like, it's still going to come and you're going to end up in the same place. And it's not going to end up helping Joey. And he's like, oh, you know my brother. So, yeah. And so Kara convinces them to stop, come with her, and they can figure things out. And so everything's being cleaned up at the scene. William is there, of course, to do an interview, and he interviews Supergirl. Andrea, super happy about this. And she's like, Kara, you should get on William's level, which is stupid because Kara did all the work of figuring this out. So, kind of stupid, but she's just like, whatever. And then we cut to the group home. The lady who is in charge of it is getting taken out, escorted out by the police. And turns out that Kelly had sent the footage to the lady's supervisor. So, fine. So Kelly's there kind of watching everything. So there's Joey's there, but Orlando walks up. So Orlando got out of prison. The judge had released them because what was happening to them was unfair. And so he can get Joey and they can go live together. So no more group home for Joey, no more prison for Orlando. Win, win. And so a little girl comes out. I believe her name is Esme. And she knows that Kelly did it, but Kelly is obviously denying it. And I love this line, we needed a guardian angel, and now we have you. And I thought that was perfect. Kind of segue into this next scene. Kelly is home with Alex, and Kelly is just so excited about the work she's doing, especially with the big win that she got today in getting that lady out of the group home and helping Joey get back with Orlando. But Kelly also tells Alex that she wants to be the new guardian angel, get it? That's what I was going for here. And Alex is all into that, of course. So Alex goes into the like coat closet or whatever and has a box. And what's in the box? James's guardian helmet. She's like, yeah, after I saw you in Elseworlds, remember that last crossover? Was it Elseworlds or was it Crisis? No, it was Crisis. My bad. Crisis. Elseworlds was a long time ago. In Crisis, Kelly used James's shield, and so she asked James if she could get the helmet just in case Kelly wanted to do this. Good thinking, Alex. Woo woo. And so she's like, well, we gotta start your training now. So we're gonna see some training stuff again with Alex, this time with Kelly. Super excited for that. And then we go back to Nia. Nia goes back into the dream room with Nixie there. The owl is still watching. But Nia, using her powers, gets rid of the owl. And she decides that she's taking Nixley's deal. Oh, no. So Nixley is now going to be out and free. But Nia is going to get her mom back. But that is going to have some bad consequences. So, one thing back to the owl. I believe that the owl is Nia's mom or linked to Nia's mom. Do I know what the crows are necessarily? No. Well, I've watched the rest of the season, so I actually do know. But at the time of watching this, I do not know. But I believe that the owl is or represents Nia's mom and Nia's and her mom trying to help her and protect her and guide her through things. So overall, good episode. I like the getting into sort of systems of oppression, especially the prison system. It's very messed up. So I like the touching on that. And we're getting back into some alien stuff. Of course, it always has to do with aliens because that's what Kara is. So I like that stuff. Social justice issues. And Kelly also working in this system as well as being a person of color. Either next episode or the episode after that, it's actually written by AZ, who plays Kelly. And that was a great episode overall, just amazing episode. And I'm really excited to cover that. But good episode, Super Friends getting back in it. And I'm excited for the rest of the season and excited to get into what Lena is finding out with her mom. So we'll get to that next time. Thanks everybody for listening, and I'll catch you guys later. And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.